This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Did you know the first five books of the Bible is called the Torah and is what Jesus taught his disciples every day? It's what he taught to the world. And it's what I'm going to teach to you every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Join me this Sabbath, that Saturday at 11:30 a.m. to learn and explore the Hebraic roots of Yeshua our Messiah.
That's Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries, 11:30 a.m. Saturdays right here on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
People sitting back saying, "Well, I don't need to go to the altar. I don't need to be down there. God knows my heart." All you see are people going to the altar. Well, you know what? When you see people going to the altar, you're not seeing what they see. You're seeing your perspective from sitting in the pew. They see a perspective at the altar. I mean, what they're seeing at the altar is up. They're making contact. They're in the spirit. They're hearing God. I mean, I'd rather be down at the altar hearing God and seeing God. I'd rather be right there in the middle of his presence, hearing God and seeing God, than anywhere else. Amen? When you see people come to the altar, all you're seeing is people saying to themselves, "I want to go to a new dimension. I want to go to a new level with God. I want to get deeper in the things of God. That's why I'm going to the altar." And that's what you're seeing. I want more of what God has for my life. I don't want the flow to stop. I don't want to back off. I want to step in. I don't want to disengage. I want to engage. Things are different up here. I mean, when you're up there, your problems look small. Amen? Yes. Your setbacks are really just setups. Amen. They're just opportunities for God to work in your life. Right. Yeah. But here's the key, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to be the one that applies the Word of God to your life. God's not going to apply it to your life for you. You've got to apply the Word of God to your life. It's the Word that sharpens you and it will cause you to move higher. It's the Word that causes us to get deep into the things of God. And if you're going to get into the Word of God, then you've got to apply it to your life. You can't talk about the Word and not apply it. You will stay dull. Doesn't do any good to come in here week after week and hear the Word and say, man, that's a good Word, then not apply the Word to your life. You know what happens? You walk out of here dull. Your blade is dull. If the Word is going to sharpen you, you got to let the Word get in you and you got to let it work in you. There has to be application to it. That means you've got to position yourself to hear the Word and let it sharpen your life. You got to tune in when the Word is coming. Amen. The world that we live in will dull your edge down Monday through Friday. You can leave here sharp as a double-edged sword on Sunday and by Tuesday be dull. The crises of the world can make you dull. And that's why you've got to stay in the Word every day of your life if you're going to stay sharp. I believe God is asking this question to us today. I believe He's asking us, are you ready? Are you ready? Consider that. Are you ready? How many know the question is important to us? It's a real hard question because if the things of this world can remove excitement from our life, and if the things of this world can dull us down to the point that we don't even receive from the Word anymore, then how many of you understand that the things of this world can also remove the hope of eternity? Can wash it out? Are you ready? How many know getting ready is something we face in our homes every day? Come on, if you've had children in your home, that's a question you hear in the house a lot, ain't it? Are you ready? Come on, let's go. Are you ready? I remember when I was little, we'd be getting ready for church and we'd get dressed and everything and we'd have to sit on the couch and be still because if we didn't sit on the couch and be still, we'd make a mess in the house. So Dad developed this game called the belt game because we were all waiting on Mama to get ready. So we would sit on the couch in a line, and the game would be Dad would stand over by the entrance to the kitchen, and we would try to get off the couch before he could whack us with the belt and then get back. If we made it back to the couch, it was home base. He wouldn't hit us. So for 10 or 15 minutes while we were waiting on Mama to get ready for church, we'd be playing the belt game waiting on Mama. And you'd hear Dad every few minutes say, honey, are you ready? My mama would yell from the back bedroom, just a minute, Mike, I'm fixing my hair. 10 minutes later, Joyce, we got to go. Church is starting. Are you ready? Just give me a minute, Mike, I'm coming. Come on, it's in every home, isn't it? Are you ready? How many of you know when it's time to go, there's always somebody that can't find something when it's time to go? Everybody's going out the door. Where's the keys? In the car, oh man, I left my wallet. Where's my wallet? Well, I haven't seen it. Well, what'd you do with it? Well, where's my phone? In other words, they're not quite ready. I remember my mama would finally get ready and she'd come out down the hallway and we'd all load up in the car. And because Dad was in charge of getting us ready, we weren't really quite ready. So we would all get in the back seat of the car and we'd be driving to church and Mama's on Dad because we weren't quite ready. And we were in the back seat and Mama would pull a handkerchief out and we would get a spit bath all the way to church every Sunday. If you don't know what that is, that's Daddy's handkerchief with Mama's spit wiping your face clean on the way to church. Maybe we was the only ones that did that. I thought that was normal. Come here, you're not going to church like that. My God, nobody's going to know you're my child. Are you ready? How many of you know until Jesus comes back, that's the question that's being asked today. Are you ready? And Jesus is here this morning. He's asking that question. Are you ready? Are you ready? Folks, I'm not asking if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about the seven keys of success in faith this morning. I'm not telling you the 10 points of prosperity. I'm just asking you a very simple question this morning. Are you ready? Are you ready? You say, well, I'm at church, Pastor. Well, listen, you might not like my answer. Because just because you're at church doesn't mean you're ready. This is not a politically correct question to be asking people today, but it's the question that God is asking us. Matthew 22, Jesus is saying to Jerusalem, remember when he sat outside Jerusalem and he said, oh, Jerusalem, I would love to gather you up. And Luke, it says, he looked at him and he wept because he knew that Jerusalem missed their opportunity. They missed their visitation of the Lord. You know, in many ways today, Jerusalem is a symbol of the church. A lot of the things that were taught to the city of Jerusalem, we reflect that back to the church today. And it's something that Jesus has been saying to the church. He says, oh, how the Father loves to gather us in. You know, church is very special for God. This is His moment when we come here and we gather in His name. He loves to gather us in. He goes on to Matthew 24, and the disciples are talking about trying to calm Jesus down because Jesus has done flipped the temple over, and he's got people all upset at him all week long, and he's saying things to the Pharisees that the Pharisees are mad at him. And the disciples just walk by Jesus, and they say, look, Jesus, look at the temple. Isn't the temple magnificent? And Jesus looks at them, and he says, it's all coming down. Not one stone left on the other. It's all coming down. Peter and Andrew and James and John got alone with him on the side of the mountain, and they said, Jesus, how will we know when you're going to return? How will we know? And if you read Matthew chapter 24, if you want to know the signs and the seasons, they're listed there. The seasons and the signs that we need to be looking for when Jesus is coming back. And Jesus said, when you see these things, how many of you know that His coming is near? I don't have time to unpack chapter 24 for you today because that's not what we're talking about. But you want to know if He's returning? Read Matthew 24 and see if that doesn't look like your evening news. Just read it. Sometimes we're so busy living that we don't even see the signs prophetically being fulfilled every day in our lives. Sometimes we're so busy living our lives that we miss the signs. Then Jesus moves over in the chapter 25 and he says, here's what I'm going to do when I return. He said, there's going to be an accounting. There's going to be a judgment. That's a word we don't like to use in church anymore. Everybody's afraid of that word. But Jesus said, there's going to be judgment. It's coming. And we're going to be judged. But from the signs that he gives to the part of judgment, he stops and he tells us this story. It's about a wedding processional. It's a story that a lot of us are familiar with. And Jesus said, I want to tell you a story so you can understand what it's going to look like when I come. So you can understand how to be ready. Because I don't want you to miss my coming. I don't want you to miss my return. Ladies and gentlemen, the heart of the Father is that we are ready. Yes. Is that we are ready. Here's the big question. There's five wise virgins, and there's five foolish virgins. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that only you can answer today. Nobody else can answer this question for you. Only you know, and only God knows the answer to this question. Who are you with? The five wise or the five foolish? Who are you traveling with? Go ahead, let that question just play in your mind. Answer it for yourself if you know the answer. Who are you with? Listen to me closely. The five wise were not spiritual, and the five foolish were not some heathens. All 10 were part of a bridal party. They were all virgins. They were all pure. Five of them were wise, five of them were foolish. Where would you put yourself? Where would you fall? Let me put it this way. Every Sunday morning, all across the world, there are two churches that come together. The church of the professing Christian, the church of the true Christians. Where do you put yourself? Professing Christians are the ones that come and they have a little bit of an encounter with God. And if you ask a question, they can give you the right answer. They even sound spiritual, but they're not living it out in their life. And Jesus, in this time of crisis, is asking this question: are you ready? Are you ready? The five wise, the five foolish, they were all in the same place. They were all dressed the same. They were all ready for the event outwardly. They were in the right position. They'd all been called. They were all pure. They all heard the sound of the trumpet. They all expected to go to the big feast. There was only one thing that divided them. Five were ready. Five were not. Are you ready? Jesus is asking this question today. Are you ready? How do I know if I'm ready, Pastor? Well, the first thing is, if you're ready, it's going to show up in your character. Well, what's my character? Your character is how you are and who you are when you're all alone and nobody's watching. The real you. That's how you know your character. Another way it shows up is it shows up in your commitments. One of the biggest issues today in the church is the lack of commitment to the church. I've never seen it like it is today. People that are called of God can't even make it to church. One of the ways you know if you're ready is by your commitment. Another way to know if you're ready has a lot to do with your friends, your companions. Who you hang out with. Who you associate with. How many know your company that you keep says a lot about you? The people you spend the most of your time with says a lot about your character. So if I hang out with saints, then guess what? I'm being propelled into being a better saint. I'm spurring my brothers and sisters home. There's this guy. His name was John. He met this girl in high school. Her name was Betty, and he just loved her. He just thought she was the most beautiful thing he ever saw, and she caught a glimpse of him, and her heart fluttered inside of her chest, and she said, oh, that's my dream guy. That's the guy I want to marry. That's the guy I want to be with. And he asked her out on a date, their first date. She went home. She said, Mama, I met the most handsome young man. He's got it all together. He's got a future. He wants to take me on a date. Can I go? She said, ask your daddy. He said, yeah, you can go. She went upstairs and she picked out the best dress she had and put it on. And she put her makeup on and dolled herself up and worked on her hair all afternoon. Hours and hours and hours getting ready. He was supposed to pick her up at 5:30 that evening. She came down the stairs at 5:25. She was ready. She looked at the clock and 5:30 came and went. It was 5:45. The doorbell never rang. 6:30, no John. 7 o'clock, no John. 7:30, no John. She began to cry and weep, and she went upstairs and took her makeup off and took her dress off and put on some jogging shorts, an old t-shirt. And she'd been crying and let her hair down. Went downstairs and got a big old bowl and filled it up with ice cream. And turned the TV on. Face was a wreck. By that time, the doorbell rang. She walked over up the door and there was John standing with flowers. He said, Betty, it's 8 o'clock at night and you're still not ready. You're still not ready. Sometimes things don't go the way we thought they'd go. Sometimes we've gotten ready. Sometimes we get excited about the call of God, and we get ready, and we get all pumped up, and we fix ourselves up, and we're at the altar praying, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting on God to do something big in our life. But the weeks pass, and the months pass, and our readiness becomes a routine, and then pretty soon we just fall out of the routine. We don't dress up no more. We don't pray like we used to anymore. We don't study the Bible like we used to anymore. And in the midst of that complacency and passivity, Jesus shows up. He says, "What are you doing? I've called you. Why aren't you ready? Why aren't you ready? Why aren't you ready?" Folks, we can't be upset about the call of God on our life because it didn't come to us the way we thought it would come to us. We just need to be ready. Because He's coming soon. You can't afford to get it in your mind, "Well, I guess God doesn't care about me anymore. Half my life is gone, and all the dreams and visions I had for my life never came to pass." You can't ever have that thought. You got to remain ready. You got to remain ready. You know, I was thinking about the belt game, and I remember when we were little, we'd have friends over, me, Darren, and Jeremy. We were only 2 years apart growing up in the house, and so we played together, and we fought a lot, you know, because we were so close in age. And we'd have friends over when we were little, and we'd play hide and seek. And we'd always, you know, we'd always cheat, you know, peeking over your eye. And you know, if you've ever played the game when you're little, you know, and it was your turn to go seek everybody, and you lay on the couch and say, "Okay, I'm gonna count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you peek up over your arm, 18, 19, 20. Ready or not, here I come. And you'd take off and run down the hallway. And you'd pop in a room, and you'd always catch somebody that just had the hardest time trying to find some place to hide. They'd be right in the middle of diving somewhere when you walk in. I know, you know, that's just a kid's game, but ladies and gentlemen, we can't afford to be that way with this gospel. We need to be ready. Because ready or not, He's coming. Ready or not, He's coming. And just listen to the Spirit of God, because He's asking questions today. What are you hearing? What are you looking at? What are you doing? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? If you don't know this morning, if you would be in the five foolish or the five wise, today I want you to leave this place knowing that you're ready. Giving it all to God. Are you ready? If you're not quite ready, if you don't know, if you don't think you got enough oil in your lamp, if you're not sure this morning, today's your day to leave this place and know that you're ready for His coming. Let's just say this together this morning. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me enough to ask me questions. And Lord, when you ask me, I thank you for revelation that brings truth to my life, that sharpens me, causes me to be ready every day for your return. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.